Scene 2. Encounter in Deep Space.
The Castellan had shaken my hand before I left Gallifrey in a gesture which expressed he wished me success, but didn't expect it. I wondered what they would do if I didn't return. Send another one-man mission? Drop the non-interference and go big guns, or simply hush up the issue, hoping the Vector could be forgotten about? In my briefing, I had received more questions than answers. What had been at the heart of the experiments that drove the Vector off? What were Barusa and Kellner so obviously afraid of? Why had they chosen me, a space traffic and development controller, for this mission? Did they even know themselves, or had I merely been a suggestion of the Matrix? At least the muon tracer worked nicely. It was a slow and laborious process, but every time the Vector's TARDIS had dropped from the time vortex into N-space, I was able to pick up his track again and follow it. I travelled through a respectable amount of time and space. The Vector had, it seemed, visited the Sontaran homeworld before the Sontarans appeared as a civilized race. And he had even ventured out to Skaro, Vel, Considine, and as far as Utopia. At first I thought he wanted to shake his pursuers off his trail, but then I realized he made no efforts to hide his muon track at the turning points of his route. It dawned on me he was simply undecided where to go next. When my TARDIS reached the next stop of the Vector, I was surprised. I found myself in the middle of nowhere, in deep space between the star systems. Why had the muon tracer brought me here? Then I noticed a tiny little blip on the scanners. It was a small spaceship. Obviously, the Vector had decided to pay them a visit. Upon closer examination, I found out why the scanners hadn't registered the ship immediately. It had all its systems shut down and showed virtually no energy signature, no homing beacons, not even a distress signal. Upon approaching, I saw that the ship tumbled end over end through space. It was a wreck. I found myself biting my lips. This did not bode well. Examining it would be tricky, as the Mandala, as the ship was called, belonged to the race of the Talitorians, fairly short creatures, so it would be difficult to find a room inside large enough to accommodate my TARDIS. This wreck had lost its artificial gravity and its atmosphere, so I had to don a spacesuit. Exploring the Mandala would become a nightmare. From the start, the corridors on the ship were claustrophobically narrow passages for me, and in my bulky suit, I was afraid I might find myself stuck and unable to turn around to get back. It got worse when I found out how the Mandala had lost her atmosphere. A sizable hole in the hull accounted for that. It seemed that nobody had used the bulkheads to shut off sections of the ship and retain habitable decks. What surprised me even more was that the hole had been torn into the hull from the inside. One of the Talitorians had employed some kind of plasma tool to cut the ship's skin open. I know, because I found his body beside the hull breach. He still clutched his plasma lance. For a moment, I was tempted to think of a particularly inept ship mechanic who had doomed the whole crew to a death through asphyxiation, but that would have been very much out of character for the Talitorians with their reputation as diligent engineers. Besides, the automatic should still have engaged the bulkheads. As I wound my way through the rabbit hole-like maze of steel and Andorian sheets that was the Mandala, I found the rest of the crew dispersed throughout the wreck. Most of them had already been dead by the time of the hull breach. Some had apparently killed themselves with shots to the head. Others must have taken toxic substances. Within the complex machinery of the ship, all had found ways to kill themselves. The guy with the plasma lance had just been one of the more ingenious. It felt like a bad dream, and I wish it had been one. What had the Castellan said? The deaths at the hospital had not been due to attacks by the Vector, but were suicides. Had the Vector arrived after the Mandala had fallen victim to the disaster? I didn't like to think of the alternative at all. With considerable difficulties, I extricated myself from the labyrinthine Mandala and set the muon tracer to pick up the scent of the Vector again.